My Farming Week, a Dacia Today special on WLR.
Thanks to Acre Agri Finance. Agri credit for rural enterprises from Corda, Tallow, Lismore and Capoquin credit unions.
Well, this morning, Damien, I'm out here in beautiful Kilbrine. I'm out in the Cumra Mountain Farm on the foothills of the Cumras in the beautiful poultry and market veg garden of David and Chloe Kiley. First of all, Chloe, thanks for having us out there.
Well, thanks very much to come and visit the farm. It's a pleasure.
So, with an accent like that, before we talk to David, your husband, who's a true and true Dacia man, your background and how did you end up out here in Kilbrine?
Well, it's a long story. I first came to Ireland from France. I came to work with John Kiley, the horse trainer in Dungarvan. And I ended up meeting David, and we fell in love. And with a bit of time, I, being from a farming background in France and having studied animal husbandry, I'm also passionate with food. So all these elements combined, I always wanted to do something about good food and farming. And I decided to set it up in Ireland with David, my husband.
Turning to you, David, of course, as I said, a true Dacia man, and of course, you're part of the Kiley family butchers from Waterford.
Yeah, my father and my brother are still trading away in Listuggan Shop Centre around Waterford there now, but he's been at it all his life, and I always liked retail and dealing with the public and selling fresh produce as well, so like that's
what. But this was a big step for you. You met Chloe, you got on so well together, you decided to set up your own business, but you weren't getting involved in the butcher element.
No, we just kind of, I'll tell you, it was like organically that it happened, that I had my set of skills and Chloe had her set of skills, and we just were able to kind of bring them together here, and we chanced it, as we said, we'll try something new, and it seems to be working out organically, as you like to say, like, no, so.
Now, you're up here on the foothills, beautiful sunny morning here, up in the foothills of the Cumras. How did you end up getting this plot of land up here?
Oh, sure, it was same thing, it was just down to timing and luck. When we were, when we decided to try to start off this adventure, we were looking around for land, and at the time the land was a reasonable price, more reasonable than now, and we had this beautiful scenery up here, so you couldn't pass it, like, no, it just kind of called to us, so we said we try it, and really it was just one big field for all it was with cattle in it, like, that's all it was.
And David, to have a dream is one thing, but to do what you have done, I think you told me before we came here, I think 2015 is when you purchased up here. What did the rest of the family think of this idea, and what encouragement did you get, or were they turning their eyes up what my God have you thought of here?
No, well, my parents are always being very encouraging, anything you do, so, and then my family, sure, like, They knew Clotilde, and they'd been to France, sure, for the wedding and all this kind of stuff. So after that, sure, he said, when he married a French woman, like, so I might as well go with it from there. No looking back now, so.
Flo, you got your way. You had your dream, this beautiful farm up in the mountain, a French girl coming to Ireland. You're fulfilling your dream.
I think I am. I at the time I didn't know. Well, at the time I came to Ireland, I didn't know what was my dream. But I definitely was able, as I matured, I realized that I was so passionate of quality food and quality produce. And I also love outdoor and farming. So it's a true success for us to be able to realize our dream. And it's a blessing that we're able to do it.
So, Chloe, you've a mix here of free-range poultry, of pasture grazing poultry, and also, of course, this fabulous market veg garden. Getting set up and getting started, as you said, you studied mainly in the animal husbandry. How difficult was it to move into this whole section, the veg section in particular?
Well, because I love food, I always had a little polytunnel, and so I always had a little interest, kind of a hobby interest for vegetables. So I had to upskill myself in Ireland, and I went to a great organic grower, a very well-known, Jim Cronin in Killaloe. So I got all my skill for organic vegetable growing from Jim, and I suppose, because at the start I was only tapping around doing few bits, but when you're trying to sell commercially, you actually need, you know, bigger sets of skills. So
the mix of poultry and veg, and again before we come in here, you mentioned it's a fantastic fit, because you have the manure from the veg, and then any leftover veg you can give back to the birds, or you have the manure from the poultry. So it's a fabulous fit.
It's I'm quite passionate of about polycultural farming or mixed farming, because these are kind of old fashioned ways. In fact, every farm in Ireland before was kind of set up that way. We all had bits of everything, and as the, you know, as we specialized all over Europe and become really technically specialized in one production, we lost this mixed farming system. But in fact, it works very well, because we can use, you know, byproducts and wasted products of one, like the manure, the poultry manure, which we now feed our soil to make our vegetable grow. And all our leftover salads and leafy veg, which we have to rotate in order to keep a good quality, are feeding the poultry, which is really good for recycling, but it's also very good for the taste of our produce, because these poultry are eating varied diet and it makes them really tasty.
David, when you set up here, of course, also you've planted some forestry here, which is a great idea very early on, and that was a great, obviously you get a premium to plant it and then you get a grant, but I'm sure you're glad that you took that decision, because it's really developed now into a lovely plantation.
It's nice now, and it took a lot of work for the last, as you said, 4 to 5 years. It's like being out there every winter time or any time you head off to clear all the weeds around every tree. You're talking about over 2,000 trees there of native woodland, like, so it's but it's lovely, especially when we have two young daughters, Eloise and Juliet, and it's nice to think of something for their future, like knowing that we actually look, there's trees there or something, at least you're doing your part and all this. So, and it was nice because it was mostly
and it fits in well to what you're at.
Yeah And it's this kind of land up here was, I say, a long time ago was a lot of mixed woodland, like it was a forest like up here before, like, so it's actually, the trees really do take off well because they have everything they need really, like. So
Chloe, we're standing here in the veg garden. You might tell her, listen, my god, what an array of veg. Obviously we've the tunnels to discuss as well, but for this array of veg here, you might explain what's actually here in this veg garden.
Yes. So at the moment, this time of the year, a lot of things can be outside. So we've got all our leafy veg, which are usually in winter in the tunnels, but now they're all outside in this plot. So we've got lettuce leaves. We do a mixed salad leaf every week. We've got rocket. We've got spinach. We have kale. We also have beetroot. Rainbow chard, pumpkins, courgettes. We're starting a bit of white and red cabbage. This is only a little trade.
Experiment.
Exactly. And we also have flowers. So it's very important for us to encourage pollinators and insects to come in to our area in order to pollinate everything. And also, again, to encourage biodiversity. As you can see, we're not really cutting the grass because that brings the birds. The birds are going to go and eat the caterpillars that are, you know, from the white butterfly. So we don't have to cover our crop as much because the birds are doing the recycling process and the pest control. So it's a holistic system.
And the tunnels, and you've three or four tunnels here, you use that to be able to supply that range during the autumn and into the winter period.
Exactly.
But now for as regards the labour intensity, picking these products, and we'll talk about your market, of course, you've a great stall at the Dungarvan Market every Thursday, tomorrow every Saturday, and of course you have a lot of customers who we'll discuss about as well supporting you. But as regards the labour intensity of, first of all, planting them, the beautiful rose you have here, the beautiful colour, but as regards the labour intensity as regards picking all the products and packing them.
Yeah, so basically it is a little bit intensive, the growing of the lettuce. You've got to seed regularly every 2 weeks. You've got to transplant and you've got to harvest every week. Hoeing is very important to make sure the weeds are not settling in. So every week we need to hoe the path, and we also need to hoe in between the baby salads to make sure the salad is there and implanted properly. We have, so David and myself are working here, and we also employ a part-time worker. And we also have the great help of volunteers who come from all over the world to experience an outdoor lifestyle in a in an organic, holistic farming system.
Sorry, David.
Beautiful countryside as well.
Yes, of course. You must be delighted at the support you've got. As I mentioned, any time I go to the market on a Thursday, there's a queue outside your stall. You go to Tramore on Saturdays. But you've also got great support from some of the shops in the area, the veg shops that are luckily that we have in Waterford and in West Waterford, and also, of course, from hotels and restaurants.
Yes. Well, like, we have very good help from, as you said, the vegetable stores, which are actually taking our product there that we have all year round, like, and everything. Like, last year was our first year that we actually had salads grown for the whole year round. And
so the veg stores, what veg stores are you talking about?
You're talking about a Country Store there now, with Conor Lannan being a
great
owner
supporter.
There, a very good fella here, and then Colin Ryan there out in the Spud Shed out by Duck's Pool. And then you have, there's a few places down Tramore there that like to come along. There's De Vere,
Medzi
that comes along.
Now, of course, we've moved over to the poultry section of Cumrah Mountain Farm. We've seen the beautiful market veg plots that they have, and of course the tunnels as well. Now we're over here at the poultry section. Chloe, you might outline to our listeners what you have as regards poultry.
So here we are at the permanent flock. So we have a few geese, we've got a few laying ducks, and we've got a few hens, which are there all the time. They provide us with eggs. We're hoping to sell duck eggs also within a few weeks. And this flock we are using to pasture our forestry in order to help us to maintain it. On another section, we have all our meat birds. So that's what we trade mostly, is chicken for meat and duck for meat also.
That's been a huge, huge, huge success for you. How difficult was it getting that business going, indeed setting up the business as a whole for yourself and David in this new venture?
Well, I suppose you need plenty of willingness and a bit of ambition. We started with turkeys, free-range bronze turkey. So, yeah, just to say that all our poultry is all raised on pasture. And this is the big thing. We are looking to produce quality meat.
And does pasture have the bird developing a lot slower than normally?
Exactly. We are operating as an organic system. We're not organic, but we are operating with the same principle. So we keep on our birds from 10 to 12 weeks as regards, contrary to the free-range system, which is only 8 weeks, and then the intensive chicken producing is 6 weeks by the time of slaughter. So that's very fast. So we are trying to drag on our bird to leave them graze longer and develop slower, that they can actually get to be more active and to develop bigger carcasses and more meat and more flavoursome meat.
And do you find the customer is prepared, first of all, because there's a bigger cost involved? Are people prepared to pay a bit extra for the pasture graze, for that free range bird?
Well, I suppose yes, definitely. There are a range of people who are really looking for this quality produce. You know, we're retailing our chicken, say, at 7.5 euro per kilo. So the birds are rather larger than a supermarket bird.
Like, you're small
talking
turkeys.
Yes, you're talking 2.5 to 3 kilo for a chicken, but the people who are buying this chicken, they will roughly pay maybe 20 euro for a bird, but they will make the most out of it. So they will roast it, then they will keep all the bones and boil it up to make broth, and they will reuse all the meat. You know, we honor the animal. People who are willing to pay that price, which is a hefty price, honor the animal by reusing most of it and making the best out of it.
Keeping birds out, and I spoke to you about this before, out in the pasture, free-range pasture-raised birds. Obviously, you've a problem with foxes and other animals.
Yes, we're actually located in between two rivers, the Ara River and the start of the Colligan River. So these is glens which are housing loads of foxes, loads of minks, and it's a job to keep everything safe. But we're really lucky. We have come across this concept who is coming from America with using dogs, Mountain Pyrenean dogs, for keeping the poultry poultry safe. So basically the dogs are...
Are they specially trained? You spoke to me about this before. I'm sure people are surprised that it's dogs actually look after the birds.
Yes, traditionally these dogs have been used for keeping sheep safe in mountainous area in Europe, safe from wolves and bears. Now in poultry, we have reused that same system. So these dogs are instinctively made to protect the animals they are living beside. So they really want to, they bond with them.
Good chorus here in the background now from your ducks.
We've got a hen being bullied by some geese here. I'll have to shush him away.
And we're here in the packing prep room. David, first of all, hive of activity here.
It is, yes, especially June, as they say, is bursting out all over, and everything is here all at once, all our hard work of planting and all this. So we have to just get it all packed, get it all into the cold room, and then we set it on, then whether it's directly ourselves or into the shops.
And Chloe, you might introduce the two girls here.
Yes, so we've got Aoife Cummins, who is from Passage. Aoife is a first year student who has decided to take a bit of a work experience with us at the farm. And here we've got Silvana Konzel, who is a German native but has been living in Dungarvan area for over 10 years. And Silvana was actually a customer at her market, and during COVID and the lockdown and the kids at home, she came up to the farm to purchase her goods. Her kids got on well and we got on well, and she also have a passion for gardening and eating. Brilliant. So we decided to keep her on.
So Aoife, you come up here for work experience. Where you're from Woodstown, and were the family involved in this whole area? Was it a whole new venture for you?
Well, my mum and Chloe are friends, so I came up here one day and I thought it would be fun to try and work here for a couple of days just for the experience.
And as regards, what do you enjoy about up here? Is it the veg section, is it the poultry section, or a bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Well, Aoife, listen, it's great to see the enthusiasm come up here on work experience, and no better place here than Cumra Mountain Farm. Now, the lady herself, she's from Germany, Silvana. As Chloe mentioned, you were a customer in Dungarvan at the market, and now you're part of Cumra Mountain Farm.
Yes, I am. And I always like to buy the fresh veg that she grew or grows on the farm. And I took the opportunity to come see the farm, and I really loved it, and I really like working here with her.
And and yourself, had you a background in this whole area? Was it all a new venture for you?
I do just a bit of gardening. You know, the normal stuff. I have a greenhouse, I have some strawberries, raspberries, and I have some, all the other stuff that all... Sorry.
Any household would have. But back in Germany, did you come from a background that were involved in the whole market gardening?
No. Hmm. My parents, they had a garden. You know, I'm from East Germany. Okay. And we had to grow what we want to eat.
All right.
Because there was nothing much to buy in the shops.
Yes.
So, and that's the only thing, we did.
Well, Chloe, listen, it's a great team up here. The sun is shining. You're a fantastic success story, yourself and David. Cumra Mountain Farm, what a success. And listen, best of luck to you, David, and the two girls in the future. Thanks for talking to me, and we look forward to seeing plenty more of Cumra Mountain Farm produce at our farmer markets and in our restaurants around Waterford.
WLR's My Farming Week, a Dacia Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to Acre Agri-Finance. Agri-credit for rural enterprises from Corda, Tallow, Lismore and Capoquin Credit Unions.